This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, welcome to a Thursday edition of The Doug and Danny Show right here on 1460 and 1550. We would appreciate all your emails, dougandaddy at espnsuperstation.com, or give us a shout at 1-888-455-3776. Anytime, a wide-open show. Doug Duda set to join us live from the district track meet in Elm Creek, going on all day long. Second day of district track, A and D went yesterday. Now it's time for B and C to get it on. Doug, how are you this morning?
Well, another glorious day for track around central Nebraska.
Well, hopefully the wind will remain a little bit lower at lower speeds than it was yesterday.
Not going to happen. Ain't happening so far. Kind of a gloomy day here at Elm Creek, but hopefully it will not impede the progress of the athletes, which, of course, is always the most important thing. We see maybe a few more kids today that are on the state charts than what we saw yesterday. Obviously, yesterday saw a couple of kids. Like a Taylor Taha that, you know, has been there all year. They're going to have a few more of those, I think, here today.
Doug, anything after all the results were in yesterday that stood out or surprised anybody?
No, I mean, here's the thing. You look over them, and the real track junkies might find if somebody clipped a hurdle or dropped the baton or there was a false start. I know that happened to Lincoln Southeast relay team yesterday, you know, expected to qualify for state and win a medal, and they dropped the baton, and we've seen that happen a couple of times. I think that's the most interesting thing. We were driving over here this morning, and, you know, that seems to be the only event in track, those hurdles. If you just happen to clip a hurdle, I mean, imagine if you're one of the best of the state, you still have to qualify through districts, but you happen to clip a hurdle for the first time in 2 years, and that's the end of the race, and there's nothing else you can do. That's it. You're done. You may have the fastest time of the state. You're not going, and that seems to be, I don't even know how you would address that, but in so many sports, so many things are done where that's not a problem, but that seems like the one sport you just hope when the hurdles are done, everybody gets over them cleanly that's supposed to.
Doug, you mentioned some of the athletes that you think are on the state leading charts that you will see today are who?
Well, there's just quite a few of them all over the place. I mean, you've got a variety of kids from these schools that are here today, and I guess I have to grab my list here. And while I do that, just kind of one of the impressive things that did stick out to me yesterday, Daddy, was Kearney's boys winning districts for the 20th consecutive year.
Unbelievable. I don't know how long that is in the nationwide, but it's certainly got to be right up there. Unprecedented, obviously, in the state.
And that's the team that, you know, I think you can take a shot here at Class A that there just aren't that many good track teams. Kearney, that's not a shot at Kearney. Kearney is a powerhouse, and they're not winning only because other teams aren't competing. I mean, they got 196 points yesterday, and second place was 63. Yeah. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Well, you got pole vaulters at Kearney High. You got a fourth pole vaulter that may be the fifth or sixth best in the state, and he's not on their team.
Yeah, and you have to wonder what can you do about that? But, you know, if you want to be good, you go to Kearney. I mean, that's one of the things that's going on. You know, I think obviously having a great program makes, you know, the athlete take it to the next level.
Well, that's certainly something that catches everybody's eye around here, and now they set their sights on another, trying to get another state trophy home, and they're doing it mostly through the field events this year, maybe a little bit different. Nobody really standing out as far as the sprinters go for that team.
Well, they're going to third and fourth you to death and sixth and, you know, throw in a medal here and a medal there. They just score in all the events, and that's why they're so very tough. I mean, it just comes down to quality depth, and they have that. So should be interesting. And obviously, Kearney boys, the overwhelming favorite. The girls were the runner-up yesterday. Grand Island, maybe their district wasn't quite so tough on the boys' side. The Islanders were the runner-up tied for second, and Grand Island's girls, actually, of course, the defending state champion, they come away with the district championship yesterday. So as far as the Class A schools that we have, did very good yesterday. Both Grand Island and Kearney brought home all the hardware.
Yeah, a lot of things going on the high school side of things. We're set to be joined a little later in the program by Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. They came off a win yesterday in that RMAC tournament. They advanced in the winner's bracket to face Colorado School of Mines, who upset Metro State yesterday. So we'll talk to him later in the program. Doug, probably the biggest thing going on nationally, already underway this morning, is the TPC. I know that's one of your favorite things to watch, especially those final three holes.
Well, the golf is always good, and they declare that as one of the fifth majors of the entire season. And you got a lot of great golfers. Everybody's there except for Tiger.
Yeah, 101 people in this tournament have won on the PGA Tour, if you can believe that. 101 people have won on the PGA Tour in this tournament. And you read quotes about the Players' Championship, And you go back over time and you look at memorable moments, and you don't have to go very far because these stories are up all over the internet. But in 2001, Tiger made a bomb in which he went on to win that year. But I find it interesting because before Woods hit his tee shot on the 17th that year, he watches Fred Funk five-putted from 8 feet.
The great debate between Phil Mickelson, the world's number two, and Jim Bones McKenzie.
Someone still has to be the most consistent to win that whole thing.
Well, that's what it's going to take. And obviously, I think a lot of people, the Masters sets up because, and I think so much is, obviously, it's the first major of the year, but it's in the springtime and people are just getting in the mood for golf. But the Masters just shoot you into the summer mode. And the TPC is a second tournament. Everybody else zeroes in on Trevor Immelman, withdraws from the tournament. He'd missed two cuts since the Masters. Since winning the Masters, he has withdrawn for illness. So if you don't see his name, that is why.
Yeah, he's sick of shooting 80.
I think that might have something to do with it. You know that 17th hole that everybody watches? Do you know you can watch that, every shot on that, at PGATour.com?
Yeah, they're doing so much more with computer work. And obviously you could watch a lot of Amen Corner at the Masters. And you can watch a lot of the home holes. And, of course, one of the probably the most exciting hole in golf, of course, when they're in Arizona, it was at the 16th is the par three party hole where everybody's going crazy. You can watch that from time to time. You just get a chance to do that more often and more often. And of course, Danny, this tournament used to be before the Masters. It used to be really kind of the first thing. Get you ready, then you go into the Masters a couple of weeks later. That's no longer the case. They've moved it a little bit later back here. So, you know, you're getting down to a golf season where, you know, every month or every 4 weeks, it's a major. It's a big tournament. You got the Masters in April. You got the TPC in May. You got the U.S. Open in June. You got the British Open in July. And you got the PGA Championship in August. And then, basically, now you got your FedEx or, the Ryder Cup in September, depending on how they have to do that. It doesn't take long to get through a golf season when there's always something big on the horizon. It just makes you think which one is the biggest. I still think it's the Masters.
Well, the Players' Championship, you wonder which one's the biggest. As far as the players are concerned, $1.71 million to the winner.
Well, that's one of the reasons that they like to play there.
Yeah, that's why all the top golfers are there. And Tiger, had it not been for his knee injury, would be there. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind about that.
I'm sorry, Doug. I'm looking at the live leaderboard here on PGATour.com. Atop right now at 5-under through 13, Angel Cabrera and Sergio Garcia. Looks like they're playing in the same group. Both those guys, 5-under.
Yay.
El Nino.
You think they're, what do you think, about 5.5 heaters, 5.5 packs of heaters they've already went through today?
Yeah, Cabrera certainly does like his smoky treats out on the golf course. You know, the 16th is a par 5, which people can get it to the right in the trees, and they can obviously double bogey. But the 17th and 18th, the 18th hole has a green that's 35 yards long. Front to back, 35 yards, three tiers.
And there's water. That's the big thing about this TPC. There's water everywhere. That's the thing about 16, 17, and 18. All of the greens border water. 16, you've got the big green with all the water that goes right out to the right side of it. You cannot miss to the right. It's like 17. There's 2 feet of fringe, and then it's water. Of course, 17, the island hole, and 18, water all up along the left side. And as the week progresses, they tuck that pin deeper and deeper and deeper towards the back, which makes it a very tough birdie hole. The one thing about the TPC is, you know, some shots can change down the home stretch. You see more and more, you know, it used to be where, you know, you always had a par 3, a par 4, and a par 5 coming home, and that's what this course has. But pretty tough to make birdies on 17 and 18, but you can see people come back to you a little bit. So usually par is what you're shooting for on those holes, and 16, you need to get that birdie coming in. And on Sunday, of course, if you need to make a move, then that's where you have to take some more chances, and really things can turn around on that scoreboard, 3, 4, 5 shots.
Well, I think if there's one stretch of golf that stands out, Doug, would be Amen Corner. But I don't think there's probably any place that these golfers play, you know, on any tour that has the final three holes that set up down the stretch like they do on 16, 17, and 18 here at the TPC.
Well, that's one of the things that's going on. You just got a lot to shoot for, a lot to pay attention to when you get down to those last three holes. And that's another thing about the TPC. You know, the Masters of the TPC always played on the same course, U.S. Open, PGA, British Open. They move around. You're not quite as familiar with the holes on that course. And I think that helps the viewer. You know what's coming up. Now, obviously, most of the regular week-to-week, you know, the Wachovia, and if they changed, you know, Byron Nelson, they redid the course, but it's still the same course every year, and you just don't pay as much attention to that. And I think that's probably another reason the TPC is very popular, is because you have the island hole, then you can kind of refer to everything else around it by using that as a starting point. So it'll be fun. 5 under, that's a pretty good number going out early today, though.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, you say it's the same course. It's not like they doze down trees and they move tee boxes around. The person that's taking care of the TPC is actually Fred Clouk. He has taken care of that course for more than two decades. He is retiring after the tournament, so this will be his last one preparing for that, and obviously been around a long time. Derek, you told me the amount of golf balls around 17. They go in how many times a year?
They go in a couple times a year, it looks like. Send a group in there. They get 7 cents per golf ball that they pull out, and around 120,000 golf balls have been pulled out of there.
That's without you playing on there, Duda.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. I don't know. You know, that I think that hole sets up pretty good for me, though. I think I'd have some success. I'm sure the first time would be choke stuff into the water, but, you know, after that, solid. The wind is a big thing there. And before we get off this golf topic, which we need to do, Derek, you know, does Daddy look near as gay today as he did yesterday?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's tuned it down a little bit today. He's doing okay. He's still got the major sunburn on the top of his head going that you just can't look away from. But other than that, he looks all right today.
Brighter than his shirt?
It is brighter than his shirt, and he has a bright shirt on today. Wow, he's got that neon green yellowish thing he wears. I don't even know what that is.
Well, at least it's not a sweater vest, I'll tell you that. You got that going for you.
Boy, Daddy's never going to wear that again.
You know, before we, like you said, Doug, we need to get away from the golf, but that 17th hole, only 137 yards.
Yeah, well, it varies. About 148 long, 129 short, so it depends where they put the tee boxes. But, yeah, it'll be pretty exciting, pretty exciting. Daddy, 3200 relay is going on here. Again, you missed out. But they have been talking about having a media 3200 run later on if you want to come on over and join us.
I would politely decline that invitation.
Damon Day coming up. He's going to be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a few other things to talk about. NBA playoffs. Omaha, one game away from being eliminated in the USHL. Talk a little hockey. Also, state soccer is going on and a lot more. Let's take a break here, Daddy.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing? It's time for the Franklin County Memorial Hospital's second annual golf tournament. That's right. Lots of golfing, food, prizes, and more. Teams of four cost only $160. Call soon. Space is limited. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Golf Tournament, Saturday, May 17th at 1 p.m. at the Franklin Country Club in Franklin. To register, call the Franklin County Hospital at 308-425-6221 or 800-753-2479. That's 800-753-2479. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Annual Golf Tournament, May 17th.
Despite several friendly reminders from JCPenney, some of you still have not prepared for Mother's Day, which is still scheduled for Sunday, May 11th.
Right now, hurry into JCPenney and get a dazzling deal, like 60 to 70% off our entire stock of sterling silver jewelry and 50% off all jewelry boxes and armoires. So hurry in. Frankly, with all these reminders, you're making us feel like a certain someone else who's had to nag you.
Remember, JCPenney is the smart place to shop for all the beautiful women in your life. JCPenney.
Hey, Golden.
Yes, Greeny.
You know how people are always telling you about how great Verizon Wireless is?
Sure I do. They've got America's most reliable wireless network. That's pretty common knowledge, Greeny.
It is. They also have cool phones, like the LG NV with a full QWERTY keyboard. You can text your thumbs off.
Text your thumbs off? Do I really want that to happen?
Golick, it's a figure of speech.
Yeah, I knew that.
Switch today at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call them 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mostly partial sun and some increasing clouds across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers or storms developing. Highs will stay up near 67 with an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of showers and storms tonight with lows near 43 up to 67 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Now we're back, Doug and Daddy show. Derek put the glow sticks away. Just because Doug's not here doesn't mean you can have your glow sticks out.
Sorry.
Doug Duda live from the district track meet in Elm Creek going on all day long. Douglas, are you back?
Well, I guess I missed that. Sorry about the glow sticks, Daddy. I apologize.
You're right. Derek was going crazy during the break because... There's this Jill Price that's 42 years old, and she claims she has a vivid recall since the time she was 14.
This is in Daddy's USA Today. This chick claims she remembers every single day of her life from the age of 14 until, how old is she, 43?
42.
This isn't the gal that was in the basement in Austria, was it?
she'd soon like to forget all those days, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, how hard would that be? Got up, walked around the room, had some food. Watched TV, had old man berate me, went to bed.
Yeah, she remembers every day.
Oh, not good.
Ugh, yucky. That's not a good situation.
Unbelievable. Good news, though. The UNK baseball team, of course, Damon Day, the coach, going to join us here in a little bit. But nice win for them yesterday, 16-8. They jumped out 10-0. Pretty innocent enough to start things off. Got first two guys were out in the first inning, and then the next seven reached, so they had a 6-0 lead after one. Jumped out 10-0. Ryan Sheldon, I'll tell you, he's doing a good job on the mound. He struck out four, but he has 93 for the season, and that ties the school record of Neil Arnold. And now he wins his eighth game of the year, and he is the seventh Loper to have won at least eight games in a season. And, of course, hope to get another chance later on in this tournament. They are going to get underway at 12 noon today against Colorado Mines. Mines knocked off Metro State, so the 5-seed beat the 2-seed yesterday. And so that game is at noon. Mesa beat New Mexico Highlands 13-3, and Mesa will play Regis just because of the quirky way that this 16 bracket has worked up. Yes, it's good that UNK won yesterday, but it's double good because if they would have lost, they wouldn't drop into a loser's bracket game. They would go play the number one team in Mesa State. Not really much of a reward there. UNK wins today. They are in very, very good shape. Of course, this is where they need to get by. They dropped that opening game last year, came all the way back and won the tournament, and they get off to a better start here, 16-8.
But regardless, they would still play tomorrow. There's no day off, if I understand that correctly. Is that right?
Right. They play tomorrow after you get through today, unless you get into that championship game, winner's bracket going 3-0, then you start playing multiple games in multiple days. But this thing is to wrap up on Saturday.
You're talking about tournaments, the Nebraska women's softball team takes on Kansas tomorrow. Kansas is a 7 seed, Nebraska the 10 seed, 5 o'clock in Oklahoma City in the Big 12 championship. So,
what was that?
It's been a long season.
You know, as you're sitting there watching Nebraska, Texas A&M, make sure you have your radio on to catch exciting Nebraska softball.
It hasn't been real exciting this whole year.
How about Max Haydenfelt, Daddy, tied for the championship at the Northwest Super Regional for the UNK men's golf team. Alex Farrell slipped back yesterday. The Lopers shot 302 as a team, finished third as a team, and Haydenfelt tied for first at 3 over 219. Andy Bednar tied for 10th. Alex Farrell tied for 12th. I would say overall this is a pretty good week out in California for the Loper men, and basically they're all young. They'll all be back,
and I think there's a tournament. You go out there, and all of them come back with a lot more confidence, certainly than when they went in there.
Well, and you just got to get better, and that's what they're trying to do is improve their golf game. But yeah, everybody in the top five will be back. Haydenfelt a sophomore, Farrell a sophomore, Devin Kassler a sophomore, Preston Foster and Andy Bednar are both juniors on that top five for the Lopers. And Daddy, I know you love your volleyball. Well, there's always going to be NCAA tournament action, it looks like, at the Quest Center in Omaha. Of course, the Final Four is back there this year, and then it was announced yesterday that one of the four regionals for 2009 will be at the Quest Center in Omaha, Florida. Minnesota and Stanford are hosting the other three, and whoever comes out of that, which would be the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight round, would go to Tampa, Florida in 2009.
Well, at least the NCAA is not obliviously stupid to that. I mean, they know they fill up the place every time they host it. They're just going to continue taking that gate revenue. I mean, they figured that much out. They can't do anything about a football playoff, but they figured that much out.
Well, a lot going on there, and so good things for them. And the NBA playoffs, so before we get on to Coach Damon Day here in a little bit, again, you scratch your head and you go, how did Detroit, beat Orlando and then just get mauled by 25 last night in a game that wasn't even that close? 20-3 out of the gate. 20-3.
I looked at the 25-point difference this morning, and I did the same thing you did, Doug. How does it happen? But, Derek, you watch more NBA than any of us. The runs in the NBA are unlike any other sport.
Yeah, there's just all those guys out there. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of defense being played. You can tell on either side. But all those guys are, they can go on a 12-0. One team can go on a 12-0 run at any time. But Detroit last night lost Chauncey Billups. And that's pretty big to them. And I think that kind of brought them down a notch. And they just couldn't contain Dwight Howard on top of that. But this has been, the playoffs have been really weird so far. A lot of these games will be a blowout one, especially that Celtics-Hawks series. It was like a blowout for the Celtics at home, then they'd go on the road and couldn't win. It's kind of been like that in all the series so far. There just hasn't been that much excitement.
Well, the Lakers take care of business last night in game two as well, a 10-point win over the Jazz. And all of a sudden, the Lakers seem to me, the 1 and 2 seeds, out of what a mess, everybody thought, boy, anybody could emerge from this. It looks like the Hornets and the Lakers are much the best teams.
And I was going to ask you guys this. What do you think right now, today, going into tonight's games? I know we made our predictions at the beginning of the playoffs, but right now, who is going to win the NBA championship? Right now, who looks like the team that's going to win the NBA championship?
I like the Lakers, to tell you the truth. I haven't seen a team pass the ball like the Lakers have been doing so far in the playoffs in the NBA for years. I haven't seen it. They move the ball so well. They're working that triangle offense under Phil Jackson. Pau Gasol was the biggest addition of any of the trades in the Western Conference for sure. And I think they've lost, 5 games since they added Gasol or something ridiculous like that. But the way they're playing, they're just so efficient moving that basketball.
He looked to be, he was a rookie of the year, actually. So he has some talent. I mean, he was out there, but he lived and played in relative obscurity in Memphis.
The Grizzlies.
The Lakers. Now, that's where West was, correct? And then he went back to the Lakers?
Correct.
Jerry West was at Memphis. Well, he saw that kid play. Jerry West is no dummy. He gets to L.A. and says, we got to have that guy. We got to do what it takes.
Smart. The logo is very, very smart.
Did you know that, Daddy? You didn't know that? Jerry West is the NBA logo. That little guy, the guy on the NBA logo?
Yes.
Jerry West. You didn't know that. Don't act like you knew that. He didn't know that.
And Daddy, Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana. Just letting you know that.
Hey,
Did you know
who Zoe was?
Zoe.
Oh no.
I mean, okay, that's a little
Zoe 101 and Chasing Zoe.
Okay.
You're drilling me on this Miley Cyrus, who I did find out is Billy Ray Cyrus' daughter. Is that correct?
That's right. She's the queen of the achy breaky.
I got this in the cable top 15 yesterday. Jamie Lynn Spears has a top two cable shows averaging 5 million viewers each. Chasing Zoe and Zoe 101 on Nickelodeon. They're the only two cable shows that have over 5 million viewers.
And look for the star of the new show. The new show that she'll be starring in, of course, featuring Jamie Lynn Spears, Babies Having Babies. So that might not be on Nickelodeon, maybe Lifetime or Oxygen, but I'm sure you want to be looking for that.
That's fair enough. We can do that.
Two of Daddy's favorite channels there, Lifetime and Oxygen.
Now, this was after...
Let's get back to the NBA.
Yes,
come on. Lakers look the best right now. Hornets look really good. It'll be interesting when the Lakers and Hornets match up, and that's what is going to happen in the West. It'll be interesting because I think the Jazz played a pretty good game last night, and it just isn't happening. But I think that's what you look at. And, you know, I'm still not so certain. I'll be very interested to see the result of the Cavs-Celtics game tonight.
Well,
because I think the Cavs win tonight, I think Boston's done.
Well, do you automatically, right now in the discussion in the East, do you throw Boston out with the way they played against the Hawks?
No, you don't throw them out. In fact, I think any of those four, all that game one proved in their series against Atlanta, is any of the four teams that are left might be able to come out of the East.
Yeah.
Any of them.
That's good analysis. I like that because it's really been, I think you're absolutely right, all those teams, especially with Detroit, with Chauncey Billups going down because he's a big, big part of that team, especially the playoff runs that they've made the last couple of years. So I think Detroit definitely going down a notch with Billups going out. So I think you're right, Doug. It's really muddled in there now.
But the monster last year was LeBron and Cleveland able to make their run and him just able to take over games. He hasn't been able to make those shots.
He had a bad game.
Well, he's had two in a row, a shot down. He had a layup against the Wizards down the lane to win the one game.
And he had a chance to tie it up, I mean, late in the Celtics game as well. And everyone was saying LeBron had a bad game. He did have a bad shooting game. He went, 2 of 18 or something, just missed a ridiculous amount of shots. But they showed the rest of his stats. He had 9 or 10 turnovers, I think, which is not good. But he had 9 assists, 9 rebounds, a couple of blocks along with that. So he was still contributing out on the floor. He just wasn't scoring. And that's when you got to have other guys on your team, guys like Daniel Gibson, step up and put some points on the board. And they just couldn't do that.
Daniel Gibson, that's who you want to have step up?
Who else are you going to have step up on the Cavs? So the only player on the Cavs is LeBron.
That's why I throw him out. I think the Celtics advance. And how can the Celtics play as well as they did all year and then hit this funk? They're in a funk. And I think that's undeniable, isn't it?
I think playing good teams day in and day out like this in the playoffs, I think it's starting to get to them. They got that Eastern, that comfy, cushy Eastern Conference schedule that they got to play through. But they played well against the West teams.
The West.
So, I mean, you can make that counter-argument as well. And I think you're right, Daddy. They're in a little bit of a funk now. I think it's that the talent night in and night out that they're having to face.
Well, we will see what happens tonight, and at least it gives us some interesting fodder for the upcoming shows. So, again, real interesting tonight. May even take time to watch a lot of that Celtics-Cavs game tonight, unless it's 30-30 at halftime. A couple other notes before we get out of here, at least from District Track. I want to remind you that this isn't the only place that District Track is going on today. Franklin has a Class C meet over at Fillmore Central. More of the Eastern teams in the listening area are there. Class B, a couple teams, Aurora Central City, are headed over to Seward and Concordia University where they're running their meet. But most of the Class B schools, including all three from Hastings, will be at the B5 going on this afternoon in Lexington. Of course, you will hear updates from this C8 district track meet all afternoon on our sister station, Power 99 FM, here at Elm Creek. 9 quality schools are on hand for the meet here today. And just to let you know who they are besides Elm Creek, Amherst, Centura, Gibbon, Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, Loup City, Ravenna, and Wood River, a heavy Loup Platte conference flavor going on here. State soccer, well, it wasn't to be for Hastings last night. Lincoln Pius scored just over a minute into the game, and Hastings was playing from behind the rest of the way. 2-0, hard-fought 2-0 against a you know, a pious team. And again, it would just be nice to see one of the West teams knock off one of the East teams. Kearney boys kind of overcame that last year finally, but now it's up to Kearney Catholic today. They play 6 o'clock tonight at Gretna.
Fair enough, fair enough. Doug, we got to take a short break. We'll be back right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. What's going on Sunday? Mother's Day. I love and often use ProFlowers. And there's no better occasion than the person who raised us. From diapers to whatever we are now. Mom. ProFlowers has an exclusive Mother's Day offer for radio listeners, but it's only good until this Friday. One dozen assorted roses for Mom and free heavenly chocolate truffles and a free glass vase, all for $29.99. Or for just $10 more, double your roses to two dozen and still get the vase and the chocolates free. Come on, your mom deserves it. You will not find a better deal out there. Order today. Don't get stuck with leftover flowers at the grocery store. Here's how you do it. Your last chance. ProFlowers.com. Find the radio microphone, upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Colin. Or just call 1-800-PROFLOWERS.
It used to be that a family meal began something like this.
Honey, what's for supper?
Things don't work like that anymore. But family time is important. Experts say families who sit down for meals together have children who develop better self-esteem and coping skills. And if you spend some of that time at Skeeter Barnes, that family meal with its great selection, quality, and service just makes it easier for everyone to enjoy one another.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes manager. We'll make your family and everyone in it a great meal so you can enjoy each other. Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange in Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kansas City Royals baseball coming your way tonight as they open up a four-game series with the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch is at 7:10. The state high school soccer tournament continues today as the Kearney Catholic girls will be battling with Gretna at 6 o'clock tonight at Creighton University. On the boys' side, Lexington will play top seed Omaha Scott Friday at 1 o'clock. District track wraps up today with classes B and C. Most class B teams in the area will be competing at the District 5 meet at Lexington. A handful will head to Seward and Concordia University. In class C, district meets will be held at Fillmore Central, Franklin, and Elm Creek. You can hear live updates from the C8 at Elm Creek on Power 99 FM. The UNK baseball team is playing Colorado Mines today in the winner's bracket of the RMAC tournament. The Nebraska baseball team begins a three-game series with Big 12 leader Texas A&M Friday night. And the Nebraska softball team will battle Kansas Friday night in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly partial sun and some increasing clouds across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers or storms developing. Highs will stay up near 67 with an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of showers and storms tonight with lows near 43 up to 67 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Hi, back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Derek's pushing the button. Doug out of the studio, but he's live from the district track meet in Elm Creek. Douglas, you're back.
That's always good to know. I'm out of the wind. I'm in the press box. But, you know, here's one of the stats of the day. You see people wearing shorts. You see people wearing parkas and blankets. And Stan Whistle, the over-under on the amount of coats he has on today, 8. Over-under on Stan Whistle's coats, 8. You could weigh Stan Whistle and then put all of his coats on the other. It would balance out. Stan's coats, he's got shoulder pads on today. You could just take a big old block look at Stan Whistle. He wouldn't move. He's a rock today. Athletic director, meet director. Dan Moore also here today making sure things go smoothly.
Dan Moore attends more events than any other person I know, longtime coach at Ansley. He's always somewhere.
I'm pretty sure they got this cloning thing down because there's no way Dan Moore can be at all the things he's at.
I think
there's no way. He's, you know what? This afternoon, he'll be at the UNK baseball game in Grand Junction, Colorado, yet he is still the meet director here. He will be in Grand Junction, yet he will be here.
Well, Douglas, it's going to warm up a little bit this afternoon at least and give you an opportunity to get out on the course, and we can play a beautiful golf course. Their address says Pleasanton, but really they're just 10 minutes north of Kearney on Highway 10. You can get a full-year membership. You can use it any time for the entire family for less than your rebate check. Welcome to the beautiful Prairie Hills Golf Course. That's right. Come play a round of golf with us and experience a dynamic course design, one that will challenge your golf skills yet forgive a slice or hook in the shallow rough that surrounds each fairway. Get up there today. Check them out. Go to the Prairie Hills Golf logo on ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. The layout has hills and valleys, ponds and hazards. Improvements include additional hard surface, cart paths, a new irrigation well, and new automatic underground sprinkler system. 10 miles north of Kearney, straight north of Kearney on Highway 10. Prairie Hills Golf, check it out.
You talked about some of the kids that are going to do very well here today earlier in the show, Daddy. Eric Hammock, Kearney Catholic. Alicia Statler, Grand Island Central Catholic. Tally Frederickson just smoked the field in the hurdle prelims. She is going to be there. There's a lot of guys here that are going to do very well. Caleb Henry from Loop City might be a name to watch in the weights as well. A couple results already came in. They gave Micah Pomplin of Kearney Catholic a poll. They said, why don't you vault over this bar? And he did, 14-2 and a quarter to win it. Taylor McTavish of Wood River is second. So he goes to state. And in the boys' triple jump, Brian Hubert of Elm Creek is your winner. Jordan Smith of Loop City was the runner-up. So they are headed to state. And before we get to Damon, last thought before we pass it back there to the studio, I have a question. I just want to pose this as a question. Usually most of the track meets I see are district and state. So you don't run into this at state, but you do at districts, which we have over the last, you know, however many years. What, I guess I just want to know from a coach, what is this point? What is the point of almost a kid that is going to be 3 minutes out in the 3200 or a kid that's going to get lapped in the 1600? I actually saw yesterday one poor kid. He was probably 13 seconds behind the winner in his 200 heat. I'm trying to figure out what the reasoning is for that. And it's just a question. It makes me scratch my head. And, you know, there's a fine line between trying to get better and finding events to put kids in. But where does that fine line come? And I guess I just don't remember that happening back when we were in school.
You're just saying you could shorten down the amount of heats that have to be run at districts by kids that really have no chance and no opportunity to advance or place.
And I know even as I say it, it sounds bad or it sounds touchy, but where does the benefit of sport come from that? You know, you want to participate, but, you know, go jump in the triple jump pit or go jump in the, you know, go jump somewhere. I mean, I've just... You see where they just don't have any opportunity. And I feel bad for them. They're out there, and you got all your fans, and you got your parents, and you got everybody watching, and you know you're getting lapped. And it's just I kind of just wonder where the thought process is when it comes to events like that.
Interesting.
So maybe somebody can shoot us an email on their thoughts on that. Not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm just trying to figure out where the thought process comes in on something like that. It was something we talked about yesterday, more than just my wild thoughts there in the press box over at your old stomping grounds.
Well, Doug, we're going to be joined by Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, shortly. But before we get out of here and let you go, I think there's one thing we've got to mention.
Oh, yeah, Alex Gordon and David DeJesus going deep last night.
Yes, that was a very good win for the Royals. I did not know this, but before last night, the Anaheim Angels had won 17 of the last 22 games at Kauffman Stadium. So they took the first two. They actually got Royals had pretty good pitching performances, but couldn't generate any runs. Then boom goes the dynamite a couple times last night, and they're able to put up nine.
Well, did you realize the Royals were the lowest scoring team in baseball?
No, I did not realize that.
I didn't realize that either. I mean, they were winning games, and, yeah, they'd been winning some pitching duels and losing some pitching duels the last week, but it seemed like they had been, you know, at least getting something going. I know when they started that seven-game losing streak, or in the midst of that, they sure didn't score very many runs. in that whole seven-game losing streak, and maybe that's why. But this is a team that from time to time can go put nine runs on the board. They've done it four or five times already this year.
Yeah, certainly. You know, the Royals 15 and 18, I believe, after last night. So three games below 500. And, you know, it's been a while, actually, that, you know, you can be 30 games in. You know, I think the Royals have been 8, 10, you know, already below 500, and people already shaking their heads, but have an opportunity to get things going here and keep right in the thick of the race.
And Stan Whistle has, you can tell it's getting nicer here because Stan Whistle has taken off like four coats.
And he still has six left.
Well, he's getting there. He's got that windbreaker going on, and he's, you know, ruling with an iron fist here today, making sure the hurdles are set just where they're supposed to be.
Oh,
there goes that Trent Moravec kid. He's just smoking people in the hurdles. They're just unbelievable. Great athletes around this area, and hopefully they'll get to Omaha. But great athletes, UNK baseball team pointed the right direction, Daddy.
Yep, we're set to be joined by him. We're going to take a break, and we'll let you go, Douglas. Enjoy the track meet, and you can hear updates every hour on the hour at Empower 99?
Yep, twice an hour all afternoon.
Twice an hour all afternoon. Doug Duda live from the district track meet in Elm Creek. Douglas, we'll see you back in the studio in the morning. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
And we'll take a quick break, and when we come back...
Actually, before we head to break, I want to let people know about some landscaping. Is that all right?
That'd be lovely.
Is that all right, Daddy? Beautiful weather right around the corner. We've already had a couple nice days. If you want the best landscaping in town, you want to contact Curbit Inc. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look. They have all kinds of different applications to choose from. Everything from flower beds to tree edging. They can do pathways and walkways. They can do playgrounds, sandboxes, even water runoff control and drainage. The border applications that Curbit put down are more economical and traditional than lawn edging, come in multiple colors and designs, reduces edging and trimming by 75%. See, that's good. Daddy loves that because he doesn't have to do any work. You can set your appointment with Matt today. Curbit Inc., CURBIT.net on the web or for the Kearney area. You can give them a call, 308-237-4805. That's Curbit Incorporated.
We'll be back. Head coach of the Lopers baseball team, Damon Day, will join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some increasing clouds across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers or storms developing. Highs will stay up near 67 with an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of showers and storms tonight with lows near 43 up to 67 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
I'll be back, Doug and Daddy Show. Join a Thursday. If you stay out of the wind, hopefully get that wind to go down. It's time to talk a little bit of baseball right now. Damon Day, head coach of the UNK Lopers baseball team, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for letting us catch up after a big win yesterday, 17-8 over Regis University, thrusting you into the winner's bracket today. Congratulations on that first off.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was a good day for us. We played well, and things definitely went our way, and we made good things happen for us. So we're definitely excited to be in the winner's bracket side of things this year.
Coach, there was a little bit of an upset as Colorado School of Mines was able to knock off the 2 seed. You get them today. What have you seen from them, and do you like your matchup today with them?
You know, we match up well with Mines, but they're playing well right now. They got a little belief in them, and they got a little pep in their step, and after beating the number 2 team in the conference, and then, you know, Metro State was ranked as high as 9th up until about 10 days ago. They've kind of fallen into a little bit of funk, but they're believing in themselves right now, and their new coach, Jared Otis, is a Lincoln native and has done just a phenomenal job with that baseball program this year. And so we definitely got our work cut out for us today.
Coach, after the run you guys made last year in this tournament and then advancing to nationals, of course, everybody remembers that. Are there similarities to this team, or a lot of these kids are back and they remember that and they have confidence in this tournament?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely say without a doubt that there's a different feel in the dugout, a been there before type of feel. And even yesterday when we were up 10-0 at one point, you know, our guys kept saying, you know, hey, we're trying to win the tournament, not just this game. So, you know, let's get into their pen because we may have to see them later on down the road. And that's good to see from a coaching staff is, you know, they were locked in, they were ready to go, and hopefully we can carry it over to today.
Coach, that 17 runs, the offensive output continues to be there for you. It looks to be really the strength of this team right now.
You know, that is our strength. When we're able to give good at-bats and do things the right way, we can bang it around and put up some pretty good numbers. And our pitching staff, you know, we give them that ability to kind of just go out and take a deep breath and just have to pitch us to, you know, they don't have to go out and win the game by themselves. They just got to give our offense a chance by the end of the game to get some things done. And so I know our pitchers appreciate our offensive output, and our hitters have been doing a good job with it.
A local boy in Sheldon went yesterday, got out of there unscathed with a victory, and now Ryan Roble goes today. What's he bring to the table for you, and confidence-wise, and where he's at on this season? Where's he at?
You know, Ryan Roble got off to just a horrendous start for us this year. I think he was 0-5 at one point, and things weren't really going his way, but you know, his last 3 starts, he's been very, very good for us. And so I think he's peaking at the right time and ready to pitch at the right time. And so I expect Ryan Roble to come out and give us a great effort here today. And I can't say enough about the season that Ryan Sheldon has given us, pitcher of the year in the RMAC. You know, that's a big accolade to him for being the ace of our staff and what he was able to accomplish this year.
You mentioned Roble peaking at the right time. Is his team peaking at the right time?
You know, you always hope so. You never know. You always hope that when you get to tournament time that your guys are playing at their best. But I think the biggest thing that we bring from tournament time is that mentality. And I think sometimes our mentality hurts us during the regular season because we play so hard for every single pitch. And I think that sometimes gets us in a lull on a weekend or gets us worn down on a weekend, whereas in the tournament time, everybody's trying to elevate themselves to that level. But we've pretty much been playing as hard as possible every single pitch, because that's just kind of our coaching philosophy and the belief that our kids have is that we have to play as hard as possible. And so I think when you get into a situation like this sometimes in a tournament, you know, we've faced a lot of adversity this year with the injuries that we've had and some setbacks that we've had. And so I think when you get into a tournament, it's just another bump in the road to our guys where if, you know, you're 38-10, you know, Metro State's kind of a classic example of that. They're 38-10, hit a little rough patch, and they haven't been able to get themselves out of it. I think for a team like us with the mentality that we have, the tournament suits us very, very well.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us for a minute before he gets set to take on Colorado School of Mines here at 12 o'clock go time for the Lopers today as they advance in the winner's bracket after defeating Regis 17-8 yesterday. Coach, assess the field as a whole. Is there one team in the RMAC that stands out and looks to be better than everybody else, or is everybody battling for that championship?
You know, I would say that right now Mesa State's the class of the conference. They're the team to beat. They're riding high. They had a 4-game sweep to win the conference against Metro State. You know, but we came out here earlier in the season and went 2-2 on their home yard. So, you know, I would say that they're definitely the class of the conference this year, but I think that this year, and probably more so than any other year, anybody can beat anybody. And I think that's just because I think the pitching as a whole is a little bit down and the offense is really up as far as players go. And so I really think whoever just can pitch it the best and bang some runs around is going to be the team that comes out of here with the W's.
Coach, how important is it today to jump on Colorado School of Mines and take them out of it and kind of end their momentum that they developed yesterday?
I think it's big. I think we need to score early, push something across early to give ourselves a deep breath, and then just kind of let our guys go up there and do their thing free and easy. Anytime you're facing a team that's kind of riding the momentum wagon, you want to try to punch them in the face, as per se. You want to knock them on their hiney a little bit and get them off on their heels, so that you can take advantage of some things. And so I think it's very, very important that we get off to a good start here early, and then just continue to stay on them all the way through the game.
Coach, offensively for you, who's hitting the ball real well, and who do you have the most confidence in right now?
Well, right now, 1 through 9, we're pretty solid throughout the entire order. We've had some guys really step up last weekend at Colorado School of Mines, and that when we played them, and you know, in our last 6 games, they will have played Mines 5 times. And so 1 through 9, we've been doing a really nice job of doing some things. Tyler Keeble has really stepped up at the plate. Joe Novacek has continued to carry us, as he has all season long, and as well as Trey Howell. And so it's not really one guy doing it. It's more of every guy, all guys stepping up for us and getting big hits when we need them.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us a call this morning from Colorado, from the RMAC Championships. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and we look forward to you taking us on another magical ride again.
Well, I appreciate all your coverage, and I appreciate the support of the Doug and Daddy Show. And for anybody who wants to, it is on Mopers. The game will be webcast on Lopers.com starting at noon. So yeah, you'll get to hear the voice of Rich Broderson, who has now become the new voice of UNK baseball. So thank you so much, and hopefully we can get you guys a W today.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. They're set 12 o'clock go time. Going to get underway here in about 5 or 6 minutes in Colorado as they face Colorado School of Mines. A couple of things to wrap up here before we get out of here. All emails sent to us, the Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com, are brought to you by the Dent Popper. Dent Popper is the home of the armor lining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in, talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That's when Lumpy from Bertrand chimes in and says, I would like to congratulate Taylor Taha of Bertrand for retaking the all-class lead in the 100 high hurdles with a time of 14.5 seconds. Very, very good time. Congratulations to her. A couple other announcements to get to. Here's something that's up. If you go to ESPNSuperStation.com and you click on the local events tab, there's going to be more information on this. Joe Bundy is a visually handicapped student that was on the 08 Kearney High wrestling team. They need financial assistance for a wrestling camp in Kearney, May 27th through May 30th. The camp is going to feature former Olympian Ken Chertow. The cost of this camp is $150. If you could help Joe financially with a donation, both he and his mother would be very, very grateful. Sure appreciate it if a few people could go and get $150 raised up so Joe could go to this wrestling camp. If you go to ESPNSuperStation.com, and you go to the left-hand side, there's a tab that says local events. You click on that. Dave's got it up for you, and you can get more information about that. Also going on this Friday night, 5:30, is a fundraiser barbecue for the Kearney American Legion baseball team. They do one to kick off the year every year. It's out at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, south of the interstate, just south of the First Year Event Center. It's in the building behind the office. You can check that out on Friday night as well.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8, and they're going to have a silent auction, live auction, a lot of good stuff going there. And, you know what, with the nice weather, if you need to sharpen your game a little bit before you head out, hone your skills. If you need to hone your skills before you hit the course itself, you can head over to the Kearney Golf Center. Kevin Kamrath can get you hooked up with anything you need over there. He's got sets of irons. He's got clubs inside. He can re-grip everything you need. And then you can go right out onto his nice driving range and hit a balls out of it. Any kind of bucket you need. They got small size all the way up to daddy size buckets. Real big out there. And 8 target greens to shoot at. They keep the yardages up to date so you can kind of hone in those irons. I can hit my 7-iron 160. Get it right down there, and then you head over to the putting green. Also got a little sand trap built in over there so you can work your sand game as well. Kevin Kamrath out at the Kearney Golf Center over on Highway 30 just south of the UNK campus. Open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the summer. Only lighted driving range between Lincoln and Denver, Daddy.
Only lighted driving range between Lincoln and Denver. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK along Highway 30. Can we get an update on the PGA before we get out of here, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring that up.
I want to thank Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, for joining us. I want to thank our own Doug Duda for joining us from the district track meet in Elm Creek. BNC gets it done today. A&D wrapped up yesterday. People heading to Omaha for a state track. Several things going on, state soccer going on. Good luck to all the area teams participating. Hopefully Kearney Catholic will be able to get a win. Doug will be back in studio tomorrow. Derek, what do we have on the leaderboard?
Sergio Garcia at 6-under par, leading it. A group of 3 at 4-under par, including Kenny Perry, Paul Goidos, and Angel Cabrera.
Well, fair enough. Enjoy the TPC. It's on at noon on the Golf Channel. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here at 11 o'clock in the morning. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!